that it is a feeling of stillness and quiet, of being aware of everything, nature, the land, each other. It's listening or tuning in to everything, in particular to nature and to the land. Dadiri is a feeling of belonging. Dadiri is gradually dealing with the sorrow without rushing. Dadiri is finding closure by feeling a sense of rebirth and renewal. Dadiri is re-energizing yourself through having a quiet time in nature. My name is Miriam Rose Angenmeyer Bowman. I'm from Nawiyu community, Daly River. I'm of the Ngunngumuri clan. I'm a teacher, an artist, and an author. I've been asked by many people to go as guest speaker to run workshops on Aboriginal spirituality because I'm the author of Dadiri.
With your spirituality, Miriam, did Catholicism come first or did Dadiri come first?
I was very young when I was christened and I was still going through the process of understanding of who I am, what am I doing, where am I going, and understanding of what is expected of me as an Aboriginal person by listening to my elders and my family.
From what I can understand, you were brought up as a Catholic girl, and at some point you connected with the Aboriginal side of your spirituality as well?
Yes, I suppose that me being coming christened into the Catholic Church, I suppose, helped me now to start thinking later on, how can I make it better so that I can feel good about Christianity, and how can I, with the teachings that had been started upon me by my family in spirituality, connect that with the Christian faith. A lot of the things that we've done, and it is in connecting with nature and the universe, it's easier for me to know and feel comfortable about with the Christian beliefs and values because of the spirituality that Aboriginal people have. And a priest once said, "Who am I to be talking to you about spirit? You're the ones that's supposed to be telling me."
But history shows that more often than not it's gone the opposite direction, that whitefella have been teaching Aboriginal people the Christian ways. Do you think there is a time coming where there might be a reverse of that?
Well, I've been asked to many gatherings that the time's probably come. It's not just from the Catholic Church, it's from the other denominations too that have been that have invited me.
How do you interpret with some of your Aboriginal culture the spiritual events like Easter and Christmas?
When the rains come in the wet season, our creeks and waterholes get flooded and the billabongs, they're being washed out and cleansed. And then when the rains go, the waters recede, a new life begins. For me, that's a better way of interpreting what Easter is for me. Christ suffered for our sins and conquered death for us and had risen from the death. For me, looking at a wool lily growing in a billabong, the flowers, the blue flowers of the wool lily represents Christ rising from the dead and conquering death. When the petals fall off the flower, and we're then able to go and pick the pods, and we eat the pods, and that's like Christ living himself in the form of the Eucharist. And that's Eucharist for me.
My name's Norma. I live in Darwin. I attend Our Lady Star of the Sea Cathedral in the city. I feel a bit envious of the Aboriginal people in that they can express how they feel, how the spirit moves them. But when I stand on my balcony and I look at the sunset, I see the beautiful colours and I just say, thank you, God. So I think that is exactly the same feeling. And so it's the feelings that we have that are the same that bring us together.
Do you think then now that perhaps Western culture and the Western Church is ready to be taught by spiritual Aboriginal people about this whole concept of Dadiri and connection to land, which you sort of feel a little bit of.
It would be wonderful if we could feel that connection, that same connection to land that Aboriginal people feel. But I think it's such a long way off, such a long way off, because everyone's got such a busy life and you've got to hurry here and hurry there. And we don't do what Miriam Rose said. We don't just stop, sit, let nature take over. How do you marry those two things? Western culture and Aboriginal culture. I don't know how you slow things down so that this could happen.
My name is Reverend Ronan Garaura from Northeast Arnhem Land, Elko Island. To me, it's very, very important because we need to share this to white people, our brothers and sisters. We are the people here that we had law, ceremony, cultures, language, and everything that we need to share with you. But you may be the same. You come from your father and grandfather from wherever, maybe Scotland or England or whatever. There is a culture. There is a story for you, you white people. Same like for our story here and also for other countries. There are stories for them and the land and the law and the ceremony and everything. So we need to come together sometimes and listen to one another.